This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, what a new movie about a really dirty joke reveals about the behind-the-scenes business of being funny. First, though, a look at another kind of business, one that's succeeding against long odds. At a factory in Maysville, Kentucky, workers are manufacturing an everyday product, wire baskets for bicycles, an everyday product but still unusual because these days almost every part of every bicycle sold in America is made in China. So how is this little company in the Ohio River Valley competing? Well, NPR's Noah Adams traveled to Maysville to find out how, and he joins us now. So, Noah, how does it work?
Well, here's the deal. This is a company, Madeline, called WALD, W-A-L-D. The president's name is Ralph Posset. He is a serious guy, a conservative company. This is their 100th year in business. He has this operating credo. It's two items.
Number one is quality, and number two is customer service. And just repeat that three times.
And as you can hear, Madeline, he's serious about this. The WALD name is important to him. They do not advertise. And these are mostly $20 retail bike baskets. And you go in some places, you can see them stacked up to the ceiling, white and black and silver.
So, Noah, this sounds all very old-fashioned. Is it indeed a family-owned business?
Family-owned, 1905, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Imagine this. Ewald Posset and his brother Herman, they came as young men from Germany, started a bike repair shop, started making products. To get the company's name, they dropped the E from Ewald, hence WALD. In 1924, they had a fire in the shop, and they decided to move closer to the bike manufacturers. They got on a train, and here's how Ralph Posset, who's Ewald's grandson, tells it.
When I got to Maysville, they just got off here and decided it's good. We got river transportation, rail transportation, and then, you know, if you ask them anything further, they always start talking in German. You never can understand them. Yeah, so.
Madeline, let's go out to where they make the stuff. Most things here make noise. It's just a huge machine shop, a grand scale, big machines. I love the sounds these things make. I talked with another Posset. This is Keith Posset. He's a vice president in front of a ribbon press.
This is what we call an automatic feed press. You have a coil of steel that comes in. It's put in a coil cradle and then automatically fed into the press.
This is just a ribbon of steel. It's about how wide? An inch and a half wide?
It's about an inch and a half, yes.
Okay, and it's just being uncoiled and running and runs through the machine.
That's correct. This is for an automotive part. It's called a bolt retainer assembly. Goes in all the GM truck steering columns. Manufacture about 3 million a year.
Noah, did I hear that correctly? He's talking about parts for General Motors trucks? What about the bike baskets?
Well, this is the way they survive the challenge of China. They have to adapt. 10 years ago, they made only bike parts. 60% of their work now is for automotive, appliance companies, parts for conveyor belt companies. WALD has 120 employees now. Back in the American bicycle boom years, 300 people worked here, working to build parts for Huffy, Roadmaster, Schwinn. 10 million bikes a year were made in this country. Almost all of them had parts from this plant. And then the bike business went offshore, as they say, and WALD's business goes down. Now they're making replacement parts, fenders, chain guards, training wheels, kickstands, seat posts, and the baskets.
So they're still selling the baskets. How many do they sell?
Well, Mr. Ralph Posset said that one advantage of being a private family company is that nobody gets to know your family business. But they did say 250,000 bike baskets every year, 25 models, including number 133.
This basket right here is a bestseller.
This is Eva White, and she's showing me this model. It goes on the front, and it's got a handle, so you lift it off, and when you go into the grocery store or to work, you can take inside it.
I bought two or three of these I had for different kids in town.
How many of these will you see a year here?
Oh, my gosh. 100,000?
So, Noah, this is sort of a nice and rare opportunity to actually meet people who make things that we use.
Yeah, it was great to go there. My wife's bike has a WALD basket on the front, and it's hard to find anything more absolutely useful than a bike basket these days, and it's good to meet the workers. WALD has a lot of longtime employees. Eva White, we just heard, she's been there 16 years. I talked to a man who's been there 44 and a half years. The longest is 50 years. And Madeline, there's one more reason why WALD competes so well with China.
And what's that?
Well, wire baskets are hard to ship. You can't really stack too many inside each other. They bend out of shape. So if you filled up one of those cargo containers in China, you'd be paying to ship mostly air.
NPR's Noah Adams, thank you, Noah, for our visit to the WALD Company there in Kentucky.
You're welcome, Madeline.